Okay, today's daf is the Kulin Kuf Lamed Dalet, as we have the last daf here in the 10th parak of Hazaroa V'Halachayayim, and we start off right on the bottom line of Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where we're talking about one of the lines in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if someone who is not chayev in the mitzvos has shutfis with a Yisrael, so then there's a ptur, but tzorach sheyir shom. That's what we discussed on yesterday's daf. But then the Mishnah added, vim amar chutz ben amatanos, patur ben amatanos. If the seller said, sold it, right, Rashi says, Kohen li Yisrael, ani mochel l'chaparazu chutz ben amatanos, the Kohen keeps bailus of the matanos, then the Yisrael is patur from the matanos, because it's not owned by him. He doesn't have a chi of nesina, it's about nesina, and if he doesn't own them, then there's no mitzvah of nesina, it's not his, it's already separated, and therefore there is no mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara quoted from the Mishnah, vim amar l'chus ben amatanos, patur ben amatanos. Now we're on the top of kuf la medalad amit aleph. Vira minu, but then we learn in the brisa, that if a Kohen sells an animal to a Yisrael and says, Amenas shamatanos sheli, knows him called Kohen Sheyirtza. If he says, Amenas that the matanos are mine, the buyer, could give it to any Kohen that he wants. Because since he owns the animal, so then he can't, the Kohen can't make it tonight. Rashi, the kiva de kula behema zavin, lay, lo matzi lasnuye lay, hai amatanos, shena shalo, ela shal koanim ninhu. It belongs to the Kohanim. It belongs to Shevet Kahuna. It doesn't belong to the specific Kohen that is selling it, and therefore he could keep it in his possession. Ve'ein lo bohen, and he only has, and the buyer has Tovas Hanah to choose which Kohen he's going to give it to. So how could our Mishnah say that Patur and Matanos, while here in the Brisa, it is, he's Chayiv in the Matanos. Like Gemara says, well, there's a big difference between the Lashon that was used. Almanas Achutz Karamis. You're asking me between the Mishnah's Lashon of Chutz, I'm selling it to you Chutz, versus the Brisa, I'm selling it to you Almanas, Chutz Shiura. Chutz is really a Shiur. If he sells the animal Chutz 2%, so that 2% is not included in the sale. And therefore in the Mishnah, it works as a Shiur, as remaining belonging to the Kohen. Almanas lav Shiurahu. Almanas is not a Shiur. Almanas means the entire item, the entire animal is sold, and now he wants to make a tanai. No. If you sold the entire animal, so now it's not yours, it's not the seller's anymore, that's not a shiura. That is a tanai, right, as the Gemara says in Ksubis, in a different context, but the Gemara uses the Lashon of tanai milsach risi. Tanai is something external. The act or the event or the item in this case occurred, but you know, he tried to make a tanai and it's, that doesn't work. Veraminu, one second, we have another brisa, almanas shamataros sheli amataros shelo. We have another brisa that the lashon of almanas is used and it's just like chutz. The matanos stay in the hands of the seller. So the Gemara says, "Va pligi, marasav almanas shiiruhu, marasav almanas lav shiiruhu." Okay, so it must be a machlokas. How do you look at almanas? Is almanas like chutz or not? Tosfos on top asks, Vim Tomar. Tosfos says, Ki omer le almanas, di amrina nosa the kol kohen sheyirtza. When he says almanas, right, this was in the original answer of the Gemara, that there's a chilek between chutz and almanas. But when he says almanas, which the Brisa said, the first Brisa said, does not work, therefore the buyer can give it to any kohen that he wants. Im kain, hamekach patol. Why don't you say the whole thing falls apart? If a person makes a tanai on the sale, and the tanai doesn't work, so the sale should fall apart. Right, this is a very similar question to the Tosfos Ksubas Daf Nun Vav that we've often referred to. That if somebody makes a tanai on an event, and the tanai doesn't work, so the event shouldn't work, because the person could say, I only wanted this to work if the tanai works. Or what Tosfos asked there, a person gets married almanas, that he doesn't have certain obligations. So the Gemara says there that they're married and he has all the obligations. Ask Tosfos there in Ksubas Nunvav, what do you mean? You should just say they're not married, so you can't have a marriage without these obligations. So shouldn't be a marriage. So ask Tosfos the same kasha here. It shouldn't be a sale. It shouldn't be that it is a sale and he has no rights. So Tosfos has two answers. V'yesh lomar, answer one, demayri shehisnu sheyu hamatanos shelo vim lo yitein lo lo yi hamekach batal. There was a tanai that the mekach shouldn't be batal. Meaning it was, really, I want this to be a tanai, but if it's not a tanai, it's still yours. Okay, meaning mashma from that daya, that in a chinami, if it was a regular tanai, that would void the sale if it didn't work. Inami, or says Tosfos, Havi kamo masne amashakasav batorah. Shehirshetu Torah litzim l'kol mishiyirtzeh. Second day is that no, this isn't just a tnai. This is a tnai against a din daraisa. A tnai against what it says in the Torah. In the Torah it says, animals, the owner has a right to give the Zerah L'chaim and the Keva to whichever Kohen that he wants. And here, he can't. Here it's limited. It's staying with that original Mocher Kohen, and that's like Kemo. Is it actual? It's Kemo, really. It's not actual, because what would be actual? It's yours. Don't give it to the Kohen. That would be actual. Here, is it actual? I'm trying to prevent you. I'm trying to keep the bailus of this. So that's not really exactly going against. I'm not telling you not to give it. I'm keeping it. But those that it's ki'ilu enough to be masha mashakas batorah, and therefore, when it's masha mashakas batorah, the rule, as we know from Ksubas Nunvav, the maisa is kayim and the tznai is batal. Tosfos there in Ksubas, though, if you remember, gives a very fundamental answer to this question. And that is a chiddush about tznai as well. Tosfos says, after all, the whole idea of tznai is a chiddush. The fact that I can make a tznai. I sell you something, I'll manas that it rains. Why should that work? Right, to use the lashon of the Gemara elsewhere, osi dibur umavata maisa. Why should my words be able to undermine an action? I did an action. Person gets married al manas that he gets 100, right, 100 shekel. So what do you mean? He did the maisa kiddushin. Why should words be able to undermine that? You should say, the maisa's kayim, lo asi dibur mavato maisa, to quote the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. So Tosfos asks, why does it work? You want to say, it doesn't work? Fine, it doesn't work, so the whole thing should fall apart. Asks Tosfos. That's Tosfos' question in Ksubis Nun Vav Amid Aleph. V'tema imkein ameha armai hi mekudeshes, hari hisna beferish, shim ye lo alav, sher ksus va'ona, shere mekudeshes. So Tosfos answers, v'yomari. The lav the alfinon mitznai b'negod b'nei Ruvain have amina de shum tnai in a mavatal asamaisa. The afilu lo is kaim b'sof hamaisa kaim. Tosfos is an achinami. The whole idea of tnai is a chiddush. You should say tnai don't work because this is a maisa. So I shouldn't be able to make any tnai on a maisa ever. I the Torah is machadish from b'negod b'nei Ruvain that you can. V'hasha the alfinan mehasam to mahani tnai lavatel hamaisa. Now that we have that limud that a tnai works, amrina, so we limit it. Ein lecha bo elechidusha. Where we would limit it, the maisa should be kayam. That's the given. You want to undermine the maisa and limit it and make it dependent on something? Okay, but only in the most limited way possible. Only by a tnai, that doesn't go against what it says in the Torah. Only by a tnai that is possible for you to fulfill. Only a tnai, well, the different rules of Mishpat Atanoim. Tnai kodim lamaisa, v'chul. The dafka, k'shirin masa, mashakas v'atorah, dumi z'rei gom b'nei Ruvain, shol hiso mashakas v'atorah, but it's limited to what b'nei Gadim b'nei Ruvain did. And therefore, that's why it would be limited here, and it would automatically, the maisa would be kayam, because that's really the given. That's really the din, lechadchila. And then the Tosfos later on has another, goes over to Amud Beis, a long Tosfos, a lot of important yesodos in that Tosfos, but that's the one that's important for us now. Again, and this comes up in other Gemaras as well. Other Gemaras as well. The Machane Ephraim discusses, again, it's discussed in the Gemara also, thinking Baba Kama, somebody makes a loan with a tanai of ribis. And then the ribis falls apart because it's also, you can't take ribis. So no ribis, let me just collect my loan. So is the whole loan collectible? Separate from the question of the shtar might be nifsal, because they are psule edus. But could a person collect a loan? That's the question that's the Machane Ephraim in Siman Lamed Zayin in Hilchos Ribis. Misha hilva l'chaveiro kuf, amanash yitin lo achar yud beis chodesh me'av esrim. I lend you ribis straight up, daraisa. I lend you 100, I want you to pay me back 120. Amanash yadav v'chatzir chinam. Or I want you to allow me to live in your yard, giving me a financial benefit. V'acharkach no de l'mal v'shezeh hatnai hu batel. And later I realize, the malva realizes that, well, he can't do that. Torah says that's aser. Ubalatvama osame alove. And I want to just get my money back right away. This is the other way. So the Malva comes back and says, well, give me the money back before the 12 months. Right away. I only wanted to give you the loan if I thought I'm going to get interest on it. If I'm not getting interest, so give me the money back. Ki al tanai ze hilvam lo. V'kiva shatanai batal yachsul ma'osav. And the lova says, sorry, you gave me a loan. That extra part of it was masal mashkasa batal, right? That's batal, but the loan is still mine. I don't have to pay you back yet. What about a case of ona? I sold you it for, and I ripped you off more than 1/6. I'm not going to be able to get back the extra, so I want the whole thing to be batel. And he says, no, we're just going to put the price down and make it more fair. So he goes through machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas in the Rishonim, but that's a similar type of case when we say if the tanai is going to be batel, do we say that the maisa is kaya? Good. We continue. So that was the chiluk between almanas and chutz. There are other chilukim given in the Gemara elsewhere for the chiluk of almanas and chutz, but not for now. We continue. Amarlo. Now we get back to the next case of the Mishnah. Macharli b'nei me'echa. So if you remember, the Mishnah had said on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Beis Amun Aleph, if the person goes to the butcher and says, please sell me the innards, and obviously in the innards is the keva, one of the innards, and so he gets it, so he, the buyer, has to give it to the Kohen, and he cannot deduct from the price that he paid. Because he knew, everybody knew, this was open. But if he says, sell me some meat by weight, and in there is the Zerol Lachaim Lekeva. So again, he has to give it to the Kohen, because this is a different, as the Rambam's Lashon was yesterday, this is a different type of Matana. It's not chosen what you are going to do. This is given. This is known. And therefore, it has to be given, but there, he gets to deduct some of the price. Because I wanted to buy meat that, by the weight, that is all roi for me. And I have to give some of this to the Kohen, so therefore, I could deduct some of the price. Fine. Omarav lo shanu ela sheshaka la'atzmo. When do we say that if he bought it by weight, then he has to give it to the Kohen and he goes to be Tovea the Damim from the butcher? That's only if the buyer weighted out himself. If he did the weighing that he weighted out himself, right, he bought it for us, Rashi, to keep it to tabach lo naga bahen, eino bal dvarim shel Kohen. Because since the butcher didn't do anything himself, he didn't take part of the action. So then, when the Kohen wants to get the Zeroah, the Chayim, he has to go to the buyer. The buyer gives it to him, and the buyer goes back and says to the seller, to the butcher, I'm not paying in full. Aval shakalo tabach adimam tabach. But if the tabach himself did the weighing out, then the Kohen could go to the tabach, and the tabach has to be matriach himself to go to the buyer to get it. Right? If it's still ba'en, he has to go get it then. And that's the Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Bava Kama, afal atavach. Not only the tabach, but it's both. Midiki, if the tabach also had some part in the action, in the weighing, so then the Kohen, if it's easier for him to go to the tabach has to bother himself. Ravasi amar afil shogol tabach adinimo. No, even if the tabach did the weighing down, right, he has to go to the buyer, because that's who has the item with him right now, right? The tabach is out of the picture. So lema b'drav chizak amivagi. What's this machlokus about? Whether the seller is still involved or not? Lema b'drav chizak amivagi. The machlokus is b'drav chizda. Can there be two addresses for a toveya to go to? D'yam rav chizda. Total different context, but it's related in that general two addresses issue. Gazav lanas yashu abaylim uba acher va'achalo. Right, somebody steals something, the nigzal did not have yeyush yet, and then someone else comes and takes it from the gazlan. So, Razamizegover, Rav Chisda says, okay, the nigzal has a choice who to take it from. From the gazlan or the gazlan min hagazlan. Right, he has a choice. Right, so, Demar, Rav, Islay, Rav Chisda, Rav, Altag, Rav Chisda. And so, too, in our case, it's somewhat stolen, right? This is somewhat stolen. The Kohen deserves to get it. So, could you go to either choice? Tamar is leidrev chizda, or ma'al is leidrev chizda. So maybe that gufa is the machlokas. The Gemara answers low. It could be not the kuliyam is leidrev chizda. Everybody else like rev chizda, because that is what we hold, and would rather everybody agree to that. Vehacha, b'matanas kahuna nigzalos kamiflagi. Do we say, halachically, that matanas can be nigzal? That's the shaila. The mar savar nigzalos. One holds, Rav Asi says they're nigzalos. So therefore, it only is now by the lokeach. The tabach has nothing to do with it. Well, mar savar nigzalos. No, it's impossible to be gozel. They're physical. They're in someone else's b'shus, but halachically ain't a nigzalos. And therefore, it's not called shel gazlan. And therefore, the tabach still has connection to it. Look at Rashi, ain't a nigzalos. Ain koach le gazlan. V'kol zman she'en ba'en, kol makom she'holchin, hachov mutal al mi she'em etzlo l'sita l'kohen. V'arishon lo nasa gazlan alayhem. Right, and that's the nigzolos and ain't a nigzolos. That is the how it works, whether it's nekshav, gezel. Good. Ike demasi lo hashmaitza b'fnei atzva, rav amar matanas kuna nigzolos, ravasi amar matanas kuna ain't a nigzolos. What exactly is the lumdus, whether manas kuna could be nigzal? So we know this usually comes up by karka. By karka, karka can't be stolen. Karka ain't a nigzal. So there we usually understand. Karka ain't a nigzal because it's physical and it can't move. And usually we assume that it's connected to the fact that it is stationary and it's yesh lahem achrayus. But here, obviously, it can be moved. We have a little parallel discussion by avadim. Right, avadim, there's a discussion of nigzalim or non-nigzalim. But also that, we think, usually is just connected to how tight is the connection to avadim and karka. Avadim hukash l'karka. So we say, well, if karka is not nigzal, so maybe avadim can't be nigzal. Or not. So here, it's movable. The animal is movable. So what's the parallel to Einan Exelis and Exelis? So says the Kehilas Yaakov, says the Sipler here in Simon Lamed Vav, Ubi'ikar hachakira, imanus kuhuna himamon kohanim, o kehefker le kohanim, lechora zeplug to begemara de pligi mataras exelis olav. His hakira is whether these items, the Rosh Hashanah Keva, is it directly Shel Kohanim, or is there a limbo in between status called Hefker La Kohanim? The Kohanim have to be Zocha to it, or is it automatically Shel Kohanim? That's what he thinks is the Chakira. Vayanira de Bahabligi. Demand de Amar Matanos Manas Kuna Nigzalos, according to the one who says Nigzalos, Kesavar, Shehem Mamon Kohanim. Right away, it's Shel Kohen. It's Mamon of a Kohen. Vikfar Yesh Lahani Matnas Kahuna Bailam. It's called Shel Kohen right away. V'shayach ben Shaper, din Gzela. Gzela requires a Bailam. If there's no Bailam, there's no Gzela. So if you say that these Matnas Kahuna already are owned by the Shevet Kahuna, not any specific Kohen, but by the Shevet Kahuna, then it can be stolen. It could be stolen from the Shevet Kahuna. Uman Damar, Einam Gzalos, Ksavar, Kivan, Shamanas Kahuna. Einam Ela, Kehefker Lekohanim. V'yakati Leka Bailam Amatnas Kahuna. No, it's hefker that only Kohanim are allowed to pick up. Where do we ever have such a concept? Hefker is hefker, right? So there is a machlokas in the Mishnayos and Peah, Beisham and Beisila, whether hefker laniyim is hefker. Can somebody be mafkir at dafka to a population? Beisham says yes, I think, and Beisila says no. Hefker is hefker, but we could look at it. What about the matnas aniyim? Right, manas aniyim, that's hefker to a certain population automatically. Not if I'm mafkir it, but right, peah and leket. An usher can't go in and take it, but an ani can. So there is a concept of hefker already being earmarked to a specific population. So to here, maybe that's what these matnas kahuna are. Right, it doesn't belong to the kohanim yet, but it is hefker to the kohanim. They're the only ones that have the rights to be able to take it. So maybe that's the Nukudas Machlokas, but whether Manas Kahuna are Nigzal or Eino Nigzal, that's the Kehilas Yaakov. So again, a very different type of discussion, even though the same Lashon is used in the Gemara, to Karka. By Karka, there's a Bailus. There is a Bailum. Right? You're not going to say that it's Hefker, but the question is, because it's not movable. Remember the Gemara talks about this in Sukkah, the beginning of the third Perek in Lulav HaGazel. Whether a sukkah can be nigzal. A sukkah is on the ground, but it can be nigzal if I push the owner out of the sukkah and go in. So is there a sukkah gzula? Is there a mitzvah bavera? Is it labeled? So again, sometimes the same concept comes up, but it's very different in terms of its lamdas. Okay. Says the Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah. There are different ways to look at the machlokes again, but, look at Rashi, Tosfos talks about it. Also, which direction you go in. Who holds Nigzal, who holds Eino Nigzal. But we just presented it in one way. Says the Mishnah, Ger Sheniskayer, Vaisa Lopara. So now we get into cases of Suffolk. Suffolk. A Ger converted, Vaisa Lopara. Why is it called Ger Sheniskayer? Shouldn't it be Goy Sheniskayer? Right, like the Gemara says elsewhere, Yavamas Ger Sheniskayer, Kanshinola Dami, to be Goy Sheniskayer. A ger didn't convert yet. So I once saw the Bali Machshava say no. But a ger is always, once he converts, we can look back and say, he was supposed to convert. It was his roots. Right, Gersh, maybe his neshama was at Har Sinai. Gadosh Baruch Hu foresaw that he would come. So he already has some shemetz. Like obviously, he's not Jewish beforehand. But once he converts, Gershon is Gaier. Right, we could look at it like that. Gershon is Gaier Vaisa Lopara. A Ger has a cow, and we're not sure. Nishchata, right? We're not sure when it was shechted. Right, he was by the best, and he was getting converted, and his cow was getting shechted. We're not exactly sure whether it was shechted before or after the Gerus. Nishchata Achelon is Gayer, if it was shechted while he was still a Goy. The moment of Shechita is the key to determine these Matanas. Zerua L'chaim and the Kefa. So if it was shechted while he was still a Goy Potter, then he's Potter from giving the Matanas. Mishen is Gayer, Chayef. But if he was already a Jew when it was shechted, then he has to give it. Safek Potter, Shamoz Mechaver Olav Araya. If it's Safek, you're not sure, so he's allowed to keep it. Remember, it's not Tevel that he's not allowed to get benefit from it. It's a Safek Mamon. It's a Safek Mitzvah that's related to a Safek Mamon, as we'll see soon. Shamoz Mechavero, Olav Haraya. So therefore, you see the principle of Chezkas Mamon. Right? Chazaka is one of the largest topics in all of Shas. I heard recently where it's pointed out, right, that we have more Svarim written by Achronim about a specific topic in Shas. Probably Chazakis and Sveikis, that is the topic, right? All of the Shef Shmaitza is about that, and the Shara Yosher is about that. Right? There are many, you know, Svarim just written about Chazaka and Safek, right? More than, so is it the biggest? It's one of the biggest. But with there a Svarim, is there a Sefer all written about Brera by the Achronim? Even though that's one of the biggest, right? Kim Levi Rabamine, but that's still not the same level of quantity. Pigel and Hotzah are larger in quantity, as we know in terms of the Dafim of the Gemara. But either way, Muchzakis is one of the big ones. And here we have one of the strongest Chazakos, Chezkas Mamon. Chezkas Mamon is strong. Hamotzi Mechaber Levaraya, and therefore, this Ger could keep his Matanas. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. So, when Rav Dimi comes from Eretz Yisrael, he says the following. Ravina's on the top of Amma base. So, we always know they come together. Kiazar of Dimi Amar, Rami Le, Rabbi Shimon Lakesh, Le Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakesh is Rabbi Yochanan, right, they were in Eretz Yisrael. So, Rav Dimi quoted this conversation. Rish Lakesh is Rabbi Yochanan, the following question. Tanan, Safek Patur. Our Mishnah says, Safek Zro Lachayim in the Keva is Patur, but Alma Safek Lakula. So, we see from here that you go Lakula by Matnas Kahuna, but one second, Veraminu, what about the following Safek by Matnas Aniyim? And the assumption obviously is that we compare Matnas Aniyim to Matnas Kahuna. The Mishnah is a Maseches Peah. Chore Hanamalam Shabsocha Kama. I have standing stalk. Stalk that I didn't cut yet. And there are ant holes underneath the stalks. In those ant holes, I see that the ants have brought some stalks. So do I have to assume that the ants must have brought these stalks from what was cut already? And maybe this is leket. Maybe this is from the stalks that already fell down that the aniyim was supposed to get. So it's safek leket. So chorei namalam shepsocha kama. But it's in the area of the standing stalks where there's no leket yet. If it wasn't harvested yet, if it's still standing, then there's no leket yet. So harei elu shabalabais. The balabais is allowed to keep it. Why? Because you can assume that this is from the standing. We don't have to assume that the ant schlepped it from elsewhere. Good. V'shala acher hakotzrim. But if it's in the area that was already cut, shala acher hakotzrim, he'el yonim la'aniyim. The el yonim, the top layers, are from the aniyim. And go to the aniyim, meaning safik leket, go to the aniyim in this case. V'tachtonim shabal abayis. And the tachtonim belong to the bal abayis. Rabbi Meir Omer, hakol aniyim. Shesafik leket leket. Right, everything goes to the aniyim, even what's under, shesafik leket is leket. And we assume, as Rashi adds in, stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, so we assume our Mishnah is also Rabbi Meir's opinion. So, how could the Mishnah in Peah say that safik leket is leket, while our Mishnah says safik zero l'chaim in the keva, says with the owner? What's the difference? So that was Reish Lakish's kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Omar lei, and he answers him, al takni teini, don't bother me with that question. We had this already earlier. Shibalash and Yachid Anishan Osa. I think that is a Das Yachid. I don't think that's Stama. Right? And therefore, you don't have to line up the Shitos. Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. That's only Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra's version of Rabbi Meir. So, that's Das Yachid. But our Mishnah could be going like the Rabbim. Safek Matnas Kuhuna is not. But what does he quote? Savik lekha leket shecha, savik shecha shecha, savik peya peya. Leket shecha and peya are all suffik. Go, one has to be machmir. That is what Rabbi Yochanan answered Reish Lakish. Amar lo, al tishana ota, elabloshen ben tadal. Reish Lakish says, even if you had it in the name of some non-reliable source, who is ben tadal. See on the side, istigaras arel. Pirish arel svasayim. Right? Not tadal, but arel. Someone who doesn't have the proper, you can't trust him. In arel svasayim. Some say it's ben arel. Faya adam shalohaya medaktik bishmuaso. Lamaisa, it means, Rosh Hashanah is saying, even if you tell me not reliable, vataima kamar, doesn't matter. He gives a svara. You're saying, oh, it's not reliable. There's a svara given to Amar Shimon Lakish. My dechsiv ani varash hatstiku. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim? That you should be matstik, the ani and the rush, those who are indigent. My hatstiku. Ilema bedinim. Is it saying, well, always make them win their cases, be matstik them? That's not fair. That's not true. Vaksiv vadalo sedabarivo. You're not allowed to make someone a win just because they're poor. Ella tzadik mishalcha v'teinlo. What it means is take from something that is yours and give. Right, something that is his already mishum safek. You know that's not an issue. You have to give it to them. But that's what Reish Lakish is saying. There's a svara given for safek leka leket safek peya peya. So doesn't matter who you quoted in the name of das yachid. What do you do with the svara? Says Reish Lakish keeps bothering Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Rava. Or the Gemara is asking this. So Amar Rava, Rava says, no, there's a difference between the two. The difference between our case and the case of Peya. Amar Rava, Hacha, Para, Becheskas, Ptura, Kaima. Here, the Para is Becheskas, Pater. The Para is Bechazaka, that it was owned by a guy. And unless you prove that it was owned by a Jew, he's going to be Pater. But right now, you know, he's owned by a guy, so unless you know for sure, so we're going to go by the Chazaka de Meikara. It was owned by a guy, and therefore there is no mitzvah, and therefore it stays with the owner. Kama b'chazkas chiyuvakayma. This standing grain is when it grows, there's a chazkas chiyuv. You have to give the matnas aniyim. And therefore, the Chazaka de Meikara, so to speak, is in the world of chayiv, and therefore that is the difference. Good. Stop there for a moment. Got a lot to talk about. Let's just talk about Sveikos first in general. Right, the Ron and the Dorim, right? We have cases of Suffolk. What about Suffolk Stucca? Is this like Suffolk Stucca? What's the case of Suffolk Stucca? The Ron in the Dorim talks about this. The Gemara there talks about remember the sugya of Yados. If I say something that kind of sounds like, is there Yesh Yad Lepeya, Yesh Yad LeKiddushin, right, all the day Yesh Yad LeTzdaka, or not. So the Gemara there does not answer. So the Ron deals with the halacha. Ulenin halacha b'kiddushin naktina lechumra d'yesh yad kibet d'bayan d'loichita havi l'sveka d'araiso lechumra, says the Ron. You're not sure if a marriage works because the person said, you know, haraya mukudeshes li v'ama l'chaver taviat nami. Right? The different lashonos that you're not sure if it worked for a marriage. So you have to be machmir when it comes to kiddushin, savi d'araiso lechumra. What about peya and staka? What about yad? The pale, you're not sure if he meant to give this. Kasav Arash Bazal, Nami Dazlina Lachumra, Kiva Desalko Bateku, Vachin Kasav Aramban Bil Chosav, Debayad Tzaka Lo Ifshita Behedya, Visugi Nishal Tzaka, Vakamala Nami Tokoteko Disura, Lachumra. Says the Ran, Nidaram Dav Zayin, you always have to be Machmir. Vize Efshar Hu Alderach Arambam Shaposik Bachamakam Kim Tib Salomar. But then he says, Avo Bamai de Kamar de Kamla Namit Koteku de Yisur Lachumra, Venir Shiskim Gamkin Lazarashba, Tamahani Alehen. I'm not so sure about that. Every Suffolk Mamon is Lachumra because of this case? What about the Gemara in Chulun Daf Kuf Lamed Dalad? Asked the Ran. Suffolk Mamon Aniyam, how are you Suffolk Mamon does Lina Bela Kula Lenitva? The Makshina and Haslam Amasis and the Gershon is Gayer, Para Nishchetas Vachulu, Tzran Saving Mamon Pater, Alma Sveka Lakula, Vermenu Chulin and Moshe Doka Kama, Vizrak Lashinuye, Para Becheskas Patura Kaima, Kama Becheskas Chiev Kaima, Alma Taima the Becheskas Chiev Kaima, Halaf Hafi Safi Pater. The only reason by the Peya that your no telechumra, says the Ron, is because there's a Cheskas Chiev. But if there wouldn't be a Cheskas Chiev, it would be a total Safik. I'm not sure if this money is supposed to go to stock or not. There's no cheskas chiyuv. Then mamela, you would lechora say lekula. V'yamisa the suffik mamon aniyim havi leisveka the yisurim alam lishnui hachi. Why the Gemara have to come up by saying, oh, there's a cheskas chiyuv? Just say suffik lechumra. says the Ran. And he quotes another kasha from the Gemara later on. He quotes a kasha from Maseches Yuma. Say Elavade, the Ran ends. Vade sveka mamon daniim lo mikri sveifek di surah. Ela sveka mamon lakula. The lefichach in mischaved ramel. He argues on his Rebbeim, the Ramban, the Rashba. He says our Gemara shows that Safek Tztaka doesn't automatically go to Tztaka. It's only because there's a Cheskas Chiyuv in our case by Peah. But otherwise not. Rather, Shulchan Aruch talks about this. Shulchan Aruch and Ilchas Tztaka. Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Reish Nun Tes, in Yoredei Ilchas Tztaka, Mi sheyesh biyado maos, v'hu mesupak im heimshol Tztaka. Right, what happens? It happens sometimes. You're like, oh, what, did I give this to Staka or not? So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like those we've shown him, chayiv litenot on the Staka. If you're not sure, you have a chayiv to give it to Staka based on these Mishnayos, Safik Leked, Fechulu. And he quotes the Beral Agola, quotes the Yerushalmi, Ani Varash Hatztiku, Hatztiku B'matanosav. Right, it's a special limud. Special limud, based on the Warbury Shlaka just quoted also now, Lechumra. The Ramah adds, though, Avomi Shehiktish Davar B'lashon Shemusupakimbo. If you have something that's Safik Staka, fine. But that would be noted to say because it could be that there was a chiv here. What if you're not sure if there was a chiv or not? You said something, and you're not sure if the person meant it, and then the person dies. Umeis, shein leida kavanaso, nikru hayorshim muchzakim, via hektis shabala hotzim mehem alav araya, v'chozman sheinim mevi raya, anachazam cheskas hayorshim. That's a classic case. A person wants to give something to staka, says something, you're not sure what he means, then he dies. The yarshim are considered the muchzakim, not hektish, and therefore they can keep it. Right? That is what the Rama says. The Taz, the Shach, all discuss this, are the chilukim, safik staka. But again, this is a big discussion of in the poskim about safik staka and safik, again, separate issue whether, you know, the Gemara and Tainus, and then we've shown them their talk about what if somebody, or Rosh Hashanah also, if somebody wants to, thinks, machshava letztaka. Right, is that good enough? Somebody thinks. That's not suffik, but is that strong enough? So the chiyuvim of staka are discussed. It relates to conceptually whether the anim are really considered ba'alei chovos of the staka or not. Right, that's again, a question that's dealt with by the mefarshim. Good. Let's continue. The Gemara, oh, just one other point to mention. The Pasuk here says that you're not allowed to show any favoritism. Right? Vadolo said the Barivo, right? Even when it comes to the poor, right? This is the regular rules, right? You can't just show favoritism to the poor. Where the Gemara even says, the Sifri quotes in Dvarim, one is not allowed to even show favoritism to someone who you're scared of. Right? Not to the poor, not somebody you're scared of. Right? It says that's Lo taguru mepneish, right? Not allowed to be scared of anybody. It's an amazing Sifri. The Sifri quotes, and the Rambam quotes this in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Even if somebody threatens the dying's life, he's not allowed to be scared. Lo saguru mepneish. Threatens his life. So some say, oh, it doesn't really mean it. The Bach discusses and the Marshal. It doesn't really mean Labdavka. Obviously, it's not one of the big three. Pikuach nefesh. So, you know, you're not allowed to, you know, it's not one of the big three. But the other Mefarshim say that no, it sounds like the Rama means it. Well, again, if you know he's a scary guy, you have no chiyuv to enter the case. You have no chiyuv to enter the case, to be the Dayan. But once you're the Dayan, and now it's time to give a psak din, to give a psak din that is wrong just because you're scared, maybe that is Yehari Val Yavar. Maybe that also. It's not one of the big three per se, but in this situation, that's the halacha. The halacha is lo sagru mepneish. And the Sifri says it doesn't matter even if somebody threatens the life. Again, Bezin might have the responsibility to give him protection. So where would that come from, though? Where would that come from? Where do we see that anywhere? Lo sagru mepneish would be one of the, you have to give your life for it? Right, so why would that be? So there is a fascinating Gemara, the Tosfos in Baba Kama. Right, we mentioned this a while ago. Has it been so recently? Remember the Gemara in Baba Kama has the story where the Roman generals come and they say, teach us Torah, teach us Torah. And the Rabbanim seem to teach them all of Torah. And they say, everything sounds amazing and great and we understand it all, except for one halacha. One halacha we do not understand. The case of Sharsha Yisrael Shanachach Sharsha Lakam Pater, not Sharsha Lakam Shanachach Sharsha Yisrael Chayiv. Okay, a detail that seems to be somewhat not fair in Hilchos Nezikin about oxen. But everything else they said is fine. We understand. Ask Tosfos, Laman Chesam and Aleph in Baba Kama, ask Tosfos, how they teach them Torah? V'yim Tomar. Harmina b'chagiga, hamalami Torah lo v'kachavim over ba'aseh, magad rov Yaakov. Tosfos says, well, bakar chachas, al pi divrei Moshe. V'lo nischayev alim saratzman. Right, they weren't chayev to be most of themselves. Right? It was the teaching Torah to a non-Jew is not Yehoram Eliezer. Therefore, you can teach it to a non-Jew. Fine. Ask the marshal. One second. It was a case of pikuach nefesh Yehoram Eliezer. So how can they teach him this halacha? Isn't this kind of putting themselves in danger? That don't teach them this halacha. How is it possible? If it was obviously a dangerous situation. So the marshal answers, misrepresenting Torah is Yehoram Eliezer. You're not allowed to misrepresent Torah. To say something is mutter when it's really usser. They must have asked him about this specific halacha. They couldn't just leave it. Again, they could tell them the truth, and not the whole truth. They could leave out some halachas maybe. But here, it did not, they must have asked this specific halacha, and therefore the marshal says they weren't allowed to change it. Ziyafa Torah, misrepresentation of what Torah says about something, is Yehorig Valyavar, and maybe that's connected to Lo Saguru Mipnayish. The marshal himself here in the Amshar Shlomo, in the fourth paragraph of Baba Kama, says, aye, so what about the Septuagint? Megillah Daf Tes. What about they made all those changes? Right, the 10 changes? So the marshal says, two answers. Number one, either those were not halachic changes. That wasn't misrepresenting. That was just changing the words of the Torah so people aren't confused. Right, Elohim bar Abracious. Instead of Abracious bar Elohim. So why? That's not a Ziyafat Torah. That's just explaining so Talmai doesn't get confused. Even Arneves, taking out the word Arneves. You're not saying Arneves is kosher. You're just saying the Arneves is not on the list there. That's number one. Or the Marshal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to do it. It was Al Pi Shamayim. Hashem gave them this miraculous divine intervention. So obviously they knew that was something to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them all this wisdom. And therefore it was different. But again, that has to do with, again, keeping a fair judgment. Lo sagru mipneish, even if somebody is strong and scary, Dayan is allowed to give a different psak. And here too, even if somebody is very poor and indigent and not able to make ends meet, still one is not allowed to just judge the case in their favor just because they're poor. Amale Abaya Viter. So what did we just say? Rava says, our case is cheskas pater. And that case of leket is cheskas chiyuv. Armalei abaya vaharei. What about the following case? The mishnah in chala. Isa nasis. If you have a dough, you're not sure when the dough was made. Achalon is gaya patam nachala. If the dough was made, it became a dough before while he was still a guy. So there's a patur. Mishnah is gaya chiyuv. Chayuv. Safik chayuv. So the mishnah says if it's safik chiyuv chala, you're chayuv. So that's a similar case, right? To our case. Armalei safik yisur lachumra. Safik mamona lakula. Chala is a safik isser. If somebody eats chala, when they're not allowed, chala is like truma. Chala is usser for a zarti, misa b'dei shamayim. And therefore, that's worse, that's more chamor. Safik mamona lakula. Our case is safik mamon. Right? Even though it's a mitzvah, but it's inherently a safik mamon. Even if it's a mitzvah, the rules of safik mamon apply to it. That could be the best formulation to say. Tamar av chizda v'chitani rebichia. Shmona sveikos namru begir arba lechia v'arba liftar. All the cases that are suffic isser related, you have to be machmir. Carbon ishto. Right? Carbon ishto. Carbon of a yoledes. Right? You're not sure if she had a baby which she was an obedes kachavim or not. That's unusual. How do you not know? Right? Does she have to go to the mikvah? Isn't that, how it happens? Suffic yolda, Rashi says, kishaisa obedes kachavim. Suffic mishen is gaira. Not sure. Okay. In any case, you're not sure, so that relates to Isser. Why? Because if she doesn't bring her proper karbanos, then she can't eat kachim, and she can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So it relates to Isurim. V'chala, obviously Usser. Bechor behema temeya. Or bechor behema temeya, meaning obviously a chamor. That's the only one. It's Usser bahana until you redeem it. So again, all of this has to do with Isser. U'bechor behema tahora. That's a karban. L'chiyav. So all of those, we have a suffix about all of those, so that is L'chiyav. Reishis hagez, v'hamatanos, upidyon haben, upidyon peter chamor, liftar. If you have a suffix about any of those, so then that's what Rashi quotes, as we know from elsewhere. You're mafrish the tle. So you remove the isser, hana'a from the chamar. So in any case, it's just a suffik mamon, so liftar. So that's the chilek between chala and the case of zerol chayim and the keva. This each one of these could have its separate unique discussion. Just to mention one thought about pidyon haben, maybe again the meshech chachma, the gemara. We're going to talk about this by the Hashem at the beginning of Bechoros. Gemara in Bechoros talks about this in the first parak. The pashtus of why dafka chamor. More than, there's no other non-kosher animal that has any special status. right? There's Bechor Behema Tahora by Aseh, but the all non-kosher animals doesn't have any special status, while the Chamor does. So the Gemara says in Bechoros on Daf Hey, right? Ask the question, Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Eliezer, Ma Nishtanu Pitri Chamorim, right? Why, what's the difference? Why is a Bechor any special? So the Gemara says, because the Chamorim helped the Jews when they left Egypt. Lefisha, see you as Yisrael, but you see us at Mimitzrayim. She'en lecha kolecha ve'echad she'en lo shivim chamorim lefanav te'unin kesef v'zahav v'avadim tovos v'margolios. The donkeys, the chamorim, helped the Jews when they left, so that's why we have a mitzvah with them. The Yerushalmi has a different shav. Not on Bechoros, there is no Yerushalmi on Bechoros, but Yerushalmi on Shkalim. Yerushalmi on Shkalim, Beis Gimel, quotes a different reason. Atem mechartem Bechorosh al rochel v'esrim kasef. Afatem tnu ba'ad b'chorchem chamisha shkolim esrim geira. So, some reason related to Mechiras Yosef. Related to Mechiras Yosef. And the Meshech Chachma discusses Mechiras Yosef. So, madua shevet Yosef zorach liten chamei slime. So then why should the shevet of Yosef have to give five slime? And why shouldn't the shevet of Levi have to give? They were the ikar sellers. See, he discusses, it's a more general idea here. And that is, it has to do with not just the Chamorim going out of Mitzrayim, but the Chamorim going into Mitzrayim. And recognizing that everything is part of the divine plan. It's not just that the Yetziah was the Geula, but even the Shibud itself was part of the process of Geula. V'kasher tavo tzara la'adam, v'yinatzal mimena b'yishuas Hashem Yisbarach, ein zeh shinui chalila b'ratzoni Yisbarach, rak ha'yagali l'Hashem Yisbarach, she'adam tzarech lavo l'hatzara u'lehinatzal mimena. Hashem knew that we needed the tzara in order to be saved from it. And that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to remember the going in. We have to remember the going in. Vayisu shivram al chamorehem, says the Pasuk. L'rmosha, k'nisi l'mitzrayim ade yetziah ha'yisla shal shalas aruch asibo shonos, asher kulam ke'echad hislachadu, ulameid mif'alos t'mimdeim, asher akol pashkacha miyuchedes. It's all part of the plan. Gorgeous Meshech Chachma there in Parshas Bo. Good. So that's in terms of Safek. Again, there's a lot more by Pedina Ben, obviously. We'll talk more about that about the Shem in the next Masechta. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, right, up till now was Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, he had the whole conversation between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about Safek and the Mishnah in Pei of Achul. When Ravin came, Amar Kama Akama Ramile. He says that they asked, they didn't ask Akasha between our Mishnah and the case of Kama. They had a separate, within Kama itself, Rashi. Masnisa achrisi ashkach. He found a different brisa. L'Rabbi Meir. Depatar b'kama shel ger, salik niksura kodim shesgai, salik shmishinesgai. Evram yaha diktani, salik lekaleket. And he gave the same answer of, you know, I heard it, Rabbi Yochanan said, I say that as a das yachid. I don't think that that is what is accepted lahalacha. Okay. Levi Zara B'Kisher. Levi planted with Zara in Kisher. Kisher is the name of a place. Where is Kisher? Good question. Velohavi Aniyim L'Mishka Leket. We'll see. But there were no Aniyim there. He planted, there were no Aniyim there. Asla Kamid Rav Sheshes, Amar Le. La Aniyim V'Lager Tazav Otam V'Lo La Arvim V'Lo La Talefim. Rav Sheshes answers him and says, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah if the Aniyim are not going to get it. Right? There's no mitzvah to leave it for the ravens or the bats. There's no mitzvah. Let's continue for a moment. You don't have to schlep truma from somewhere. Right? The Kohen wants to come get it, come get it. If there is no Kohen, so then you could hire a cow, umivi, and bring it, mipnei, hefsid, Kohen. Sha'ani, right, so you see, 1 second, so the Brisa says there that even if there's, the Kohen is not there, you have to bring it to the Kohen. So why, in our case, Rav Sheshes says, you don't have to bring it, you don't have to even do the mitzvah, you don't have to leave the leket. The answer to the Gemara, big chilik, shiny truma, the tavla. By truma, if you don't take off truma, it's tevel, of course you have to take off truma. V'lo sagi lo mafrishla. There's no havamina that you wouldn't have to be mafrishit. And therefore, of course you have to be mafrishit. There's a major chilek between leket and truma. The Chassam Sofer says, even in the question, the Gemara knew that. Right? The question was just asking, Hamakshin Amiyoda, the truma shiny, Shasla Hanicha B'makam Atarfa. But the question was, since the Kohen is not going to get it anyway, so just leave it B'tevel. Not that you're going to be able to eat it without, but just leave it B'tevel. And the Gemara answers, no, you're supposed to give it to him, which relates to the Taz, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Yeradeya Simon Aleph, whether there's a mitzvah to be mafresh, even if you have no plans to eat. Let's just continue a little bit more. Vari matanos to lo tavli. But one second. Matanos, this is Rolachim and Keva, are also not tevel. Vitanya, and we learned it at Brayis Amakam, Shnagul Limlog, Ba'agalim, in a place where they used to scald the meat. Scald the egel before they skinned it in order to get off the hair. But that made the skin stick to the meat. Lo yavshed es hazroa. You shouldn't skin it before you give it. You should just give it to the kohen with the skin. Lo yavshed es harosh. Lo yavshed es alechi. V'mein sham kohen ma'alin oso bedamim. And if there's no kohen there, you have to estimate ma'alin oso bedamim va'ochlan, and then see how much it is worth, right? If there's no kohen there, so then see the value and then give the value to the first kohen that you meet, Rashi says. Right, va'ochlan b'nei hefsed kohen. Question. So you see that even by the case of matanos, which does not create tevel, you have to give it. Shiny matanos kahuna de nesina ksiv bei. No, matanos kahuna are different, because there it says nesina, so you have to give it to the kohen. Tasha aslachi, truma nami nesina ksiv bei. So once you say that, truma also has a nesina, and that's why you would have to give it. Period. El tazov yiseira lamali, kidetanya, so why do you have the extra lashon of tazov by leket? If you have to give it, what's the tazov? L'kidetanya. Hamafgir is kamar ulashachar hishkim ubatzro. Special limud. If somebody's mafgir their kerem, and the next morning, they take it back. Can you be zoche in your own hefker? Chayiv beperet ubolos ubashichu bepeya. Right? You have to still give these matanos. You can't say, oh, I got it from hefker. You still have to give them. Upatim and a maestris, special din by maestris that you don't have to give, and that's what's learned out from this extra tazov, yisera, the special din by maestris. Period. Stop there for a moment. This halacha that we had before about Rav Sheshes and Levi, very important halacha lamaisa. Number one, does one have to give manas kahuna in chutz laretz? Right, we always kisher. And then he went to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is not in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so maybe from here one could understand that one has to give it even in chutz laretz. If you look on the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim, Aleph Yudalid, Rambam Matnas Aniyim Aleph Yudalid, Kol Matnas Aniyim Aelu Einan Agos Ben Torah Ela Be'Eretz Yisrael Ketrumus Umaisrus Hari Akasav Omer B'Kutzurchem Es Kitzir Atzachem Kitzisar Kitzircha V'Sadecha. The Rambam says it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Matnas Aniyim V'Kfar Nisparish B'Talmud Shahapeya Noheges B'Chutz Laretz Mi Divrehem. That's how the Rambam understands our Gemara. That it's Durabanan. It's Durabanan by Peya. V'yira li, and then the Rambam adds, Dehua din l'shar manas aniyim elu, she'nogas b'chutz la'aretz midivrei sofrim. So the Rambam says, I think they're knowing midurabanan midivrei sofrim. Where does he get this from? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Nira li hainu midamrinan b'sof perakazroa, levi zara b'kisher. And the story, Mashma de Bechutzlaris Havi, Midas Lakamidir of Sheshes, Tahave Bebavel. Right? Our Gemara proves that there is a certain level of Chiyav. The Rambam understands that as a Chiyav Durabanan. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention is, Halacha Lamaisa, what about Bezmanazet? What about Bezmanazet? Does one have to leave Lekat Shechan Peh Bezmanazet if somebody's a farmer? The Rambam says, no. Shin Lamed Beis, why is it such a small seif? It's only one seif in Yaradeya, Din Matnas Aniyim. There are many halachas of Leket Shecha V'Peya. Why is it only one seif? Because it's not halacha l'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch says, Leket Shecha V'Peya, Im Ein Aniyah Yisrael Metsuyim Sham, Litzlam Ein Tzorach L'Anicham. If there are no Aniyah Yisrael there, you don't have to leave them. You don't have to leave them. Why? Because it's only Noheg in Minat Torah, the Eretz Yisrael for them, and if they're not going to get any, so then they don't have to leave them. The Ramah adds, not only if there are no aniyim, but v'ha'idna einogin bahem l'fi sherov ovdei kochavim v'myanichum yavo ovdei kochavim v'yitzlam. There's no mitzvah for these mitzvos to be done to be given to goyim. Again, there's staka mishum darkei shalom, but the specific mitzvos of lekashav epeya are mitzvos ben adam l'chaveiro, and that only applies to Jews. And therefore, since they're not going to come today, so then it's mostly ovdei kochavim. You don't have to leave them. The Chazon Ish goes even one step further. Again, it's the same idea as the Rama. The Chazon Ish and the Chazmeiser say, even if there are plenty of aniyim, right? We have plenty of aniyim. Rachmana litzlan. Lo yechdal ev yom mikarva aretz. But the issue is, they don't collect wheat. An ani goes to the doors and wants money. They don't want wheat. And therefore it says the Chazon Ish is ki'ilu, there are no aniyim, because that's not what they get. Ubeikar din lekat shir v'peya l'didon, etzleinu, this is Maisra Simen Zayin, etzleinu alechem bezolu matzui, bread is cheap, They don't want bread. He's not interested in getting grain. Right, the whole system of society works differently. You don't give the poor at the granary, and therefore it is not the mitzvah is, does not apply today. Okay, continues finishing up. Husaka the dinri does the Beis Medrash. There was a sack of gold coins that came to the Beis Medrash. Kadim Rabbi Ami v'zochabem. Rabbi Ami went and was zoche. In them. What do you mean? It's let's say it's manasaniyim. You should give the manasaniyim. You're not supposed to grab it. Rabbi Ami nami laniyim zachaban. He got it for the aniyim. He wasn't taking it for himself. He got it for the aniyim. If I say adam chashuv shiny, or maybe adam chashuv is different. Rashi kagon mimune rosh yeshiva. Maybe it's a special din that we're supposed to make him great. Titania, like we know from the Kohen Gadol. Make him great. So therefore it's our job to make him great, make the Rosh Yeshiva great, and therefore that's where Rabbi Ami was able to take it. Okay, last section. What exactly is the Zerah L'chaim and L'keva? Ezehu hazeroa, the foreleg, the right foreleg. Min haperek shel arkoba ad kaf shel yad. It's the middle to upper section of the foreleg up to the shoulder blade, the upper part of the leg. Vehu shel nazir, and this is exactly the same zeroa that's cooked by the zeroa b'sheila, by a nazir, the same zeroa. Ukenegdo beregel shok. And in a carbon shlamim, where you give the chazeh and the shok to the kohen, it's exactly the back leg parallel. Connect the bereglo, shok. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, shok is different. Shok min haperek shel arkuba ad sofak shel regel. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's only the middle section, it's not also the upper section. Ezeo lechi, min haperek shel lechi ad pika shel ageris. The lechi goes the cheekbone with the meat, it goes from the cheekbone until the top of the trachea. Tana Rabbanan, with the tongue, Rashi adds in, with the tongue. Tana Rabbanan azroa, zezro yamin. Ata omer zezro yamin, oino lezro small, only the right one. Tama lomar, hazroa. These are my Talmuda, so how did that teach me the right? Kedama Rava, Hayarech, Ham Yumenesh Ebi Yarech, the special, the distinguished Yarech, right, we have that by the thigh, Hachanami, Hazra, Ham Yumenesh Ebi Zroa, so too, Hayarech means the distinguished, special one, and that's the right one. V'lachayayim l'maya, so what about the hay by l'chayayim, what did that teach me? V'avitzemer, Shabrosh HaKfasim, V'tzeir, Seir, Shabizakin, Zabakant Yashim, the wool on the head of the sheep and the beard and the hair by the tayish, by the goats. So those are also included. You have to give it by the lechi. Vakeva lamaya. So what does the hay by hakeva include? Lavi chelev shagabe hakeva, the chalav shebedoch hakeva. The fat around and the milk inside. De Omar Rebbe Yehoshua, Hakonim Nagu Baba Ayin Yafiv and Asu Labailim. The Kohanim gave it to the Bailim. Taima de Nagu, Holo Nagu di Dehu. Right, the Kohanim were knowing, allowing the Bailim to keep it. Mashba the Mikra din, it's theirs. Right, and that's learned out from the hay. Darshe Chamuros, or Darshe Rishumos, Hayu Omrim, Hazaroa Keneged Ayad. We haven't had a line of Agadata in a while. Hazroa keneged ayav. This roa is keneged the hand of Pinchas. V'cheinu omer v'yikach romach v'yado. Haval chayayim keneged tefila. The cheeks keneged the hidavid. V'cheinu omer v'yamor Pinchas v'yipalel in Tehillim. Keva kemashma'a. Keva has to do with what he did. V'cheinu omer v'yisayisha el kubasa. So these manas kuhuna have to do with Pinchas. The Ben Yoyada says, all the other Kohanim just got to be Yerusha. He earned it. He earned it because he maybe wasn't a Kohen yet, according to Chazal. V'tana maisi lamehacha. And others learn it from the following. Shokayamin ainli ela shokayamin. Zeroa mukdashim minayin. How do I know the Nazir also refers to that one? Tamalomar truma. Zeroa l'chulim minayin. Tamalomar titnu. So therefore, you compare the Zeroa to the Shok. Ezo lechim in a perak shal lechim at pika shal ageris. The Brisa says it goes from the top till the top of the trachea. V'tanya notla ubeis shchita ima. You could even take the base of shchita. Right, which is lower down. Sira Lokasha Harabanan Ha Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. It's just a question of linguistic, right? Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus holds that the Makam Shechita is higher up. So when he says to the Makam Shechita, that really means the same thing. Titania Mugremes Psula, the Brisa says that Mugremes, if I go out of the place of Shechita, that's Pasul, right? One of the five Psula is Shechita, Hagrama. Hey, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, Al Mugremes Shikshera. And Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, no, it's Kasher, because he has a different place that he calls Makam Shechita. Or the other answer is that it goes with, right? Beis Shechita Ima, that means it goes with the animal. It doesn't go with the Zroa. It doesn't go with the L'chayayim, right? Ima just means it stays with the Baila. Okay, there's a lot more similar to Samach Aleph in Yerodea that has, one wants a summary of all these halachas about the Zroa, just the chaz of that simin, that would be a good chazara of this parak. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I hope to give tomorrow, not 100% sure, but we'll see, but the day after that, if not. Okay, we'll stop here.